Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. The loggers and the cowboys. No crossfires I can set up. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load.
Real heavy load.
In your soul.
Good morning, Jefferson. How you doing? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I hope.
Oh, man. Doing great. How you doing, buddy?
So far, so good.
Good.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans
all
out there.
All the veterans.
Thank you, men and women, for your service. Just
everything.
Amazing people. Amazing people.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
We are grateful.
We are.
All right. What do we got going?
Well, first of all, tomorrow night at 2570 Bonnie View Road, at a church that shall be unnamed at this point.
It's got a name.
Well, we do have a name, don't we?
Well, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
It's the only church.
It's the only church.
Right across from the...
Only fire department
on the street.
Street.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, yeah, 2570, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to have Mark Baird now. He will be either FaceTimed in... He will be Skyped in, or we will have him on audio. But he's going to talk about the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be discussing where we go as far as Jefferson goes from here. And he's going to be bringing some things up that you really need to stay in tune for. Now, I believe that Sally will have this live on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we will make DVDs of it, probably CDs of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very, very important, folks, that if you're out there, you need to be listening to this program. Also, we are going to be having an event. We'll start the flyers right away, and we'll start these flyers and getting them around to the community. This event will be on December the 1st. The doors will open at 3 o'clock. It will be at the VFW Hall in Anderson, and it will go from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Mark Baird is the keynote speaker. Patrick Jones will be there, and we will have local sheriffs there. So it's going to be a very, very interesting day. It'll be a great day, and we're going to talk a lot about this new ruling, or actually this new opinion that has been because of Young versus Hawaii and the position of the Ninth Circuit and how they agree with the Supreme Court of the United States that open carry of a loaded weapon is the only protected right that we have. So... concealed weapon now is not considered a right. That must mean it must be a...
privilege.
I don't know if I like that word.
Privilege. Privilege. That means it can be taken away?
Well, or they can put more restrictions on it. I know that...
charge more fees.
They can, and they can have you requalify. Now, I know that with the position now, the sheriff of Shasta County has been very good about the fact that you can put as many... weapons on there as you want, mm-hmm. as many guns as you want on there. but now apparently it's restricted to 5. And, oh, by the way, you have to qualify for each one every time you renew your permit. Now, the other thing is, too, is that the permit now is every 2 years. It could be moved to 1 year because, again, it's now considered what? A
privilege.
Right. So since it's a privilege, that means they can kind of do what they want, which maybe means you can have a CCW in California and have your gun in your holster on one side and bullets have to be in your pocket on the other side. Or it could mean that maybe there is a new requalifying fee for each individual gun you have on your CCW.
So when you're carrying your weapon on one side and your ammo on the other, that means you're half-assedly prepared.
Well, the thing is that I would say that's probably a pretty good analogy. I can't argue with that, my friend. That certainly would make it a little more difficult, wouldn't it? Especially if you have a .38.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, could you imagine? Oh, hold on a minute. I've got to load this.
Yeah. Dang, I lost one. Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You can't make this stuff up. So when do we stand up?
Yesterday.
Now, we've got a call, don't we, tonight?
We do. We have a call at 7 o'clock. Our Jeff doesn't call. We have these, every 2 weeks, the second and fourth Sunday of the month. So we will take your calls, listen, hear what's going on. Phone number to call in on is 408-638-0986. 408-638-0986. And then the password or passcode number, whatever you want to call it, is 989-704-2586. Hashtag or pound. Again, that's 989-704-2586, hashtag or pound. And it starts at 7 o'clock.
It does. Now, also, I wanted to, as we go on here, we're gonna talk a little tiny bit about the propositions and where they went. And we'll go into that here in a little bit. But I want to throw this out there, and that is that right now in the state of California with everything that's going on, I mean, if you're out there and you have any questions about what you think California can do or California, what else they can do to us, if you have any question about that, I think that's a pretty broad line question. In other words, they're able to do pretty much whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it because there is no what? Rule of law.
Well, maybe the list would be better if we asked what they can't do.
There you go. Kind of like the Constitution.
But, you know, the thing is, they're in complete violation of it, and they'll do what they're going to do, so that doesn't even protect us.
Right. Right.
Either the state constitution or the federal constitution.
Right. Either one. They don't follow either one at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just a little astonished that, that Proposition 6 didn't pass. I mean, to me, when you stop and think about the gas tax, I mean, that sort of affected everybody, but I guess...
So people want to pay more in gas?
Yeah, taxes. I guess so. Yeah, apparently it was, wide margin. I mean, it was like, what was it? Like 55% or something that it won by 55%?
Is that because people see about the proposition on there, so they just vote no matter what?
I think that could be part of it. They don't read. I think that's true. But also, I think that there's a lot of people that are educated in how they should vote and a lot of people that are, in a position to where they get the information, have access to the information. Mm-hmm. And you're right, maybe they don't look at it. But the other thing is, too, there's a lot of people who didn't vote. And that's another issue that we have. I mean, we have a lot of people that just didn't vote. They just simply didn't do it. I've heard as high as, 50% of the registered people who registered Republican didn't vote. Now, maybe somebody can call in and clarify that. I did hear that. I don't know if that's correct or not, but I heard
it was statewide.
Yeah, it was somewhere around 50%. So if you're registered, it could even be lower than that. But I heard 50 from a couple of different sources, and so if somebody has information on that, call us in and set us straight on that. But if you have so many million people that are registered, and only half those people are going to vote, then if you don't get what you want, then hey, shame on you.
No room to complain if you're not.
No room to complain.
Zero room. No, you don't get to have an opinion if you don't vote.
I agree. Now we have a messenger coming out. When you were gonna? bring up a few things on the messenger that we have out?
Well, yeah, the ladies put together a great messenger, great information on there. They do always do a stellar job, and it always comes out the Saturday before our the second Saturday of the month, before our second Sunday, I should say, because the way the dates fall and so forth. But they always put that out. They do a great job on it, and it's got a lot of good information in there. So I just want to encourage everybody to get that and read it. Plus, which, if you're not subscribed, go to the SOJ51.org website, and then you can get that subscription. It's free, doesn't cost you anything. All you do is put in your email information, and you get put into the database, and it sends out to you automatically. If you have had it in the past and for some reason you're not receiving it now, you'll have to redo that. We've had a couple things happen with the website, what happened, that there was a change on it when they updated, I guess, one page or something like that. It affected the subscription page at one point, so you may have been bumped out of it for some reason. We don't know what happened or why. They do know what happened, but they got it fixed, and it's not going to hurt anything. If anything, it just kicked you out. It didn't take your information and put it somewhere else. So what you need to do is resubscribe to that if you want to do it. And that was the only place that we know of for sure that was affected. So please, you know, get checked out on that and resubscribe.
Yeah. I was just looking at something here, and Proposition 2, where it got a yes by 61%. I mean, that puts $2 billion out there in revenue bonds for the homeless prevention. Okay, well, what does that look like? And that's homeless prevention housing. But again, it's $2 billion. This is just not free money, folks. This is tax money. And it seems to me that we're having a real hard time in the general public differentiating between money that's given to us by the government and, oh, by the way, that's our money. We give the money to the government, and the government gives us back our money in ways, shapes, and forms that we vote on in a lot of cases, like this one.
Yep.
And, you know, the more that we do to create money going to the government that they don't give us back for the things we do need. We certainly could have used a little bit of it on lands management up in the Paradise area, huh?
Well, we may not have qualified for their the way they write their programs. You know, they take the money and they write a program that you need to qualify for in certain aspects, and we may not have qualified for that, even though it was our money. Maybe if the money stayed in the county that it came from, the counties could take care of it.
That's a novel idea. You mean like roads and schools and stuff?
Everything.
Wow. What a novel idea. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. It just kind of came to me.
I think I've heard that before.
I think we've heard it before many, many, many times.
We have. So if you have a question or you have something you want to say.
Concerns.
530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. We'll go off to our first break, and time has come.
Or 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters from home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
Great song.
Wow. Very cool.
Very cool.
You can envision that one just listening to it.
We've got a caller on the line here, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
How you doing, bud?
Good morning. Well, I hope it's a good morning. It's beautiful with a little bit of wind, but the rough things in California make it hard to make this beautiful state beautiful. Proposition 6 on the gas tax. If you remember the last 2 weeks, people had phone calls. I had 8 or 10 of them, 3 and 4 a day sometimes, about voting no instead of yes on Proposition 6. They said because Proposition 6 yes confuses you. And a lot of people may have taken that to vote no.
Yeah, I think that's what Wynn was saying. I think you're right. I think you just look at something, and a lot of people just vote no on a proposition when it says that, you know.
And the other thing is, I'd like to talk about, why can't we impeach Gavin Newsom? Because he don't even go for the state go with the state constitution or the federal constitution, and they passed laws that make the people of California illegal. I mean, why can't we impeach this man already?
Well, who? Impeach who?
Gavin Newsom.
He's not there yet.
The new governor.
He hasn't been sworn in yet, for one thing.
Yeah, kind of like what they were trying to do with Trump. You know,
He hasn't taken office yet.
He hasn't sworn due diligence to being a comparable governor.
Yeah. We
have to wait for that to happen.
Yeah, we suspect that he's going to do all those things, but.
But, I mean, I think California ought to try to impeach him because he don't go by the state constitution in or the federal constitution.
Well,
he goes by what he feels is right.
Right. Okay, but, again, he's not in office yet.
In office yet.
Right.
But I'm just thinking ahead of time.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob.
Enjoy.
Thanks. Well, I know we have another caller that's
gotta
calling in.
Gotta be careful
about
putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah, I mean, well.
Hey, but you know that happened last time with President Trump. You know,
yeah.
That's exactly what was going on. So same thing, just switching sides of the game there.
Man, I'm telling you, it's just well, we got Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, how you doing?
Good morning, Jimmy. Hey,
can you follow that one up?
Hanging in there. This is totally heartbreaking what's going on up here with these fires.
Oh, it's terrible.
God bless all those people.
Yeah.
So what you guys were just talking about, Gavin Newsom, that was pretty good. Now, when he comes in as governor, he's going to have all these catastrophic fire issues dropped in his lap. Now, that's where I want to see him really prove his worth, you know, if any, if he's worth anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, I think that what's happening now, because it is early November, I think that there'll be some things that they'll be doing right away. I mean, with the car fire, you know, they didn't move as quickly as maybe some people liked, but they're certainly trying to get the cleanups and trying to get things done. And I think that, but Paradise, I mean, when you stop and think about it, what, 6,500 structures, that's, what, four times more than what we had? Maybe five times more than what we had almost?
Five or...
And the city itself
is gone.
Three times smaller than Reading.
Yeah,
and I got some very close people to me that lost their houses.
Yes.
So.
We had a friend that was there, and he was actually there for the birth of his granddaughter, and he was from Tuolumne County. And gosh, you know, we called right away, tried to find him, and said, hey, if you guys need to come somewhere, come here. You know, and I think people open their homes. I saw a very compelling story on a lady, her and her husband, I guess, got woken up in the middle of the night by friends from Orland letting them know that there was a fire there. By the time that they got out of their house, they had to crawl out the window in the top story of their home because their front porch was on fire and their living room was on fire. And
terrifying.
She went out in a truck, and the husband went out and took the motor home, and they were driving down the street. She said she couldn't really see, but she saw people walking. And she drove by them. She said, jump in the back of the truck, you know, hop in.
Yeah.
And put them in the back of the truck, went to Orland, where her friends were, and didn't know whether her husband was alive or dead. And 3 hours later, she was told by the authorities that he was okay. But they lost everything. But, I mean, the beauty of that whole thing is as she's driving down the road, she's seeing people walking, saying, hey, just jump in the truck. Get in the back of the truck.
Well,
you know,
people
there are several stories like that.
Yeah, it was great.
You know that. You know, people up here stick together when it comes to things like that. These firefighters are absolute heroes.
Oh, they are. They are.
Well, I'd like to see, you know, what Gavin's going to do about this and this whole, you know, new order. I don't know if that's too much of a radical thing to say, but is going to do. And another quick question, and I'll take it off the air, is when our court case goes through, now that the Democrats have control of the House, is that going to stymie or delay or mess up our goal?
Well, I think that as far as the House goes, I mean, we lost, what, 28, 30 seats, something like that?
Yeah.
What did Obama lose? He lost 60? And, you know, when you stop and think about it, you know, the Senate is in pretty good shape. And, of course, that's where the judges all get approved, which is a good thing. But, you know, when you have a situation where you've got the House being where it is, I mean, it just depends. I mean, we have another election in 2 years now. Even if she gives us our three-judge court, and even if we go back there, which I don't expect anytime soon, I expect her to do something probably the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why in a minute. But even if we get something going on there, I think it's going to be a while before anything comes through to the legislative body of Congress. But the other thing is, too, is that a lot of it is you have to first settle that issue in California of representation. In other words, if the court, you know, which they should, rules in our favor, they have to increase representation for all people in California. That's what the court case is on. So basically that's the first position that they'd have to defend. Now, with the court case going to the Supreme Court and with Kavanaugh being on the Supreme Court, we stand a pretty good chance there of the opinion being that, okay, you guys need to fix this in California. You need to give these people more representation according to Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. So you in California, they need more representation. What that looks like is going to be the key.
Mm-hmm.
What benchmark they use is going to be the key to what the outcome is. You know, if it's like you know, one for every 10,000, then, you know, they're not going to be able to do that. And then that's when we come up with, hey, we need to have our own state. Now, right, if the legislative body of California agrees to that, chances are we probably would have a pretty good shot in Congress, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I think that's interesting, and I want to throw this out to you, Jimmy, because you're a thinker. I want to throw this out to you and see what you think. It's interesting to see the positioning of Congressman LaMalfa. I mean, you know, his first election was, I think, 61-39. It was 59-41, and this one was, or was 50-40 or 59-41, I think it was, and then it went up a little higher. I think it was like 58-52, mm-hmm. So or 42, excuse me. So
it's, okay, yeah, that didn't make sense. But yeah.
What's happening is it seems to be in the his lead seems to be diminishing with each particular
election.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, first it was I think it was Heidi, then it was Jim Reed, and that was Denny. Okay, so and so you see the decrease there. Now Audrey Denny has made the comment she's staying. I mean, she's going to continue to. She's going after this seat already.
Yeah.
She's going to go in two years. Oh yeah, she's going, and she's made
that. That seems to be happening all across the United States.
Well,
right?
She's got money, you know.
Like
she,
in Florida.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And, yeah. So I guess my point is that I know that the congressman has been very agreeable mm-hmm. to us in Jefferson at this point. And with Puerto Rico making noises, maybe we have someone in Congress that could bring something forward. Mm-hmm. But I think with a lot of the political climate the way it is in California, it's going to start behooving these guys to be more receptive to the state split, I think. Even though looking at Daley, I mean, you know, seriously, I mean, he won like 61, 62, 38 or something like that, but still, mm-hmm. She got like 38% of the vote. I mean, when you stop and look at the pressure that these guys have on them at this point, and with the constituency overwhelmingly want better representation. So what do you think about all that, about those thoughts? What do you think?
You kind of lost me a little bit there, but I think that
I probably lost everybody a little bit there.
Yeah, no, I was following along, but I think just the way it's been run has been a recipe for disaster. Now, what you were saying about these constituents, it seems like there's some missing votes or votes not accounted for. Is that?
Oh no. That would just mean. Blubbering
no,
through the
what
statistics.
he was talking about is that Audrey Denny is preparing for the next election.
Yeah,
she's going to rerun.
She's not going away.
Yeah,
she accepted the loss.
No, she accepted the loss now, but she's going to ramp it up and prepare for the next go around.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
But the thing is,
she's getting all kinds of money. Oh, that's the other thing. I posted a question on Carl Bott's show when Audrey Denny was on, and I asked her. You know, where does all your money come from? You know, who are your contributors? And it was Carl, you know, asked it on the chat room. Sorry, I'm stuttering here. But she said that 70%, just over 70%, are private donors, which if you're a private donor, you can give, I think it was $270. And then she said that over 2.5% are from PACs, you know. So where is the other 28% coming from?
Well, yeah, you know, that's a good point.
She didn't answer that question. Though.
No,
that's
she
what
didn't.
Stymied me.
Well, see, her idea of a corporation is a business corporation, but you can be a 501c3 is incorporated. So, I mean, there's lots of ways to sort of dance around that and be a bit tricksy. But there is something about Audrey Denny that I think was an interesting caveat. She said that, you know, basically most people are tired of both parties. I mean, they're tired of all the parties. They just want to be people and have their voices heard.
And she's not wrong.
And she's not wrong about that.
Yeah.
And when she brought that up, she, you know, the question is, well, then why did you run as a Democrat? Because if you run as a Democrat, then you believe in... you know, you believe in bigger government. You believe in single-payer health care. You believe that it's a woman's right to have an abortion. you believe in a lot of different things that maybe some people don't believe in. But if you run as an independent, then you're sort of running as an independent now.
Right.
Now you why did you run as a Democrat? And she sort of couldn't really answer that because you're beholden to them.
Where did the, because she did a lot of commercials and that's not cheap. You know, that takes a lot of money. She ran way more commercials than Doug O'Malley.
Well, she quit her job.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who, where was that other 25% coming from?
Oh, yeah. It was coming from probably, it could have been coming from anywhere. It could have been coming from the DNC. I mean, obviously, she was getting money from the Democratic Party. She did admit that. Yeah. She admitted getting it from a PAC. But, you know, but the thing is, you know, the whole point is that if you're saying that you're running, that you really don't care about either party and you're not going to adhere to what the Democrats are doing, that's just not the truth. Because if you run on a ticket and you're the lead dog in a party, believe me, you're adhering to what they want to do because they're giving you money. I mean, she didn't just get $5 from a lot of people. So,
right.
You know.
And that's the other thing that, like, kind of irks me is, you know, people go, oh, you're getting corporate contributions. Well, yeah, people do that, and there's all kinds of tax loopholes, and, you know, I don't know that stuff, but if you get money from, like, special interests,
mm-hmm.
like certain clubs,
mm-hmm.
or, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, associations,
I don't
want to
name any
PACs,
names
sure.
here, but, you know, they just try to sweep that under the carpet like,
sure.
you know, there's nothing going on. Oh, my gosh. All right, guys. Well, it's been awesome. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
Thanks,
hey,
Jimmy.
Make sure that you watch Facebook. We are either going to FaceTime in or we are going to Skype in Mark Baird Monday night. It's very, very, very important. I want to make sure that Jefferson understands you need to be watching Facebook. You need to make sure that you hear what he has to say on Monday night. Very, very important.
Is he going to be on South Bonneville?
Yes, South Bonneville.
Okay, well, I'll be there Monday.
All right, Jimmy. Yeah.
All right.
It's a date.
All right, brother.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much for letting me talk, and it was great. I love you guys.
All right, brother. You
Thanks,
too.
Jimmy.
All right, bye.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Yeah, you know, it really is something to think about. You know, this young lady now can be not working. Apparently doesn't need an income, and she can put herself in a position to start campaigning already for the next round. Now, here's the challenge again for our congressman. Okay, does that mean that he has to start campaigning right away? Well,
he do that when he's working?
When he's working. Okay, but the thing is that so what does that do? Is that a distraction or is it not a distraction? I think the fact that his opponents have increased. And that's what I was trying to say, really. I apologize. But that's what I was trying to say, is that his opponents have increased their percentages through each election. They've exponentially went up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she wasn't really, I mean, if you stop and think about all the opponents he's had, she was the least qualified. She was had the least amount of experience,
mm-hmm.
yet she got the most in percentage and in votes than anybody who ran against the congressman previously to that. And she also is now in a position to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You know, this is my work now. I am going to be running for the Congress in 2020. I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, we already know that. Now, a lot of the things I think it's sort of like it's difficult, I know, for a sitting congressman, as you said, Wynn, you're absolutely correct. He has work to do. He's got stuff he's got to do. He has to be back in Washington, D.C. He can't concentrate on what she can.
Mm-hmm.
So, but by the same token, somewhere along the line, you have to stand and be thinking on your feet and stand and say, hey, well, hold on a minute. You know, this is what's going on. This is what's really going on. Hold on a minute. And these are the facts and these are the issues that we're talking about here. You know, I mean, if you're allowed to be attacked in generality by somebody who's energetic, by somebody who's younger, by somebody who's saying the right things to people, and especially people that really don't get into this a lot, I'm not going to say the uninformed voter. Oh, yeah, well, the uninformed voter,
mm-hmm.
these just like the people that just because it was a proposition, they voted no. Okay, you know, with those kinds of things happening, how in the world do you expect to combat this unless you stand up for what you believe in and go after it from the get-go? I mean, some of the flyers that were sent out at the end against Audrey Denny were detrimental, to what happened there. I have no idea what the congressman's staff was thinking, but to send out something saying that she signed a pledge to Nancy Pelosi. Well, for one thing, okay. If Nancy Pelosi
that was obvious when she declared the party she ran for.
I mean, so then you say that, and then come to find out that may not even be what she signed. Mm-hmm. According to her, it isn't. And then to come out with these kinds of things where they're or about the Second Amendment, okay, and those kinds of, to come out with these attack ads to your base, just you kind of scratch your head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was scratching my head on this. I didn't need to see an ad like that, but it gave her fuel and fodder. And you wonder, I mean, this isn't the first time it's happened with his staff, and I'm not talking about the local staff here. I'm not talking about the folks in the field. I'm talking about the people who help him with his campaigns. This isn't the first time that they've done stuff like that. I mean, we had the same thing happen with the guy who ran against him as a state senator. Who was that guy? The dentist. Remember his name?
I don't remember.
Anastad.
Oh, Anastad. That's right.
Anastad. That same thing was. I mean, you go out there, and that was, I believe, Smanigold who did that. But, I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, hold her off of the pass when you're debating, hey, look, no, that's just not correct. Oh, you took an oath to the California Constitution? Wow, how'd you get through that? What was your favorite part?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
where do you stand on the Second Amendment?
Yeah, and how can you say that you read the United States Constitution when you're taking a stand on immigration that's illegal? According to both constitutions. You know what I'm talking about? You know what articles I mean, Audrey?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Rather than with, it isn't that we don't want the people that we have elected to do a good job and to support them and to have them, go out there and fight that good fight. But we can't be in a position all the time to where we're just voting for people because of what's behind their name, and as they get out there, they have to be able to think on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense, any of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got
to be a thinker. Got to make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not going to, and the thing is that, again, during the debate, she was very pithy, and she was answering the questions well, and that wasn't all places. I mean, she had a tough time in other places. She wasn't great on the radio either. But the simple fact that if you're running a campaign against somebody, why would you do some things like those flyers that were sent out, especially the one with her signing? And frankly, I mean, maybe some of the Democrats, if they did get that, probably were glad that she signed something for Nancy Pelosi. So, I mean, come on, what's the thought process on that? I mean, what in the world?
Yeah.
And do you think that helped you or hindered you? Well, again, a novice ran, no experience, 34 years old, energetic, ran, and got over 40% of the vote. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be watching that. Anyway, I guess with that, we probably should go off to our last break.
Okay.
So, time has come.
51.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say, I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the wind.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. Had no say. You don't serve us, you serve LA. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us, you have no clue, and still you tell us what to do. We don't know you, what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Time has come, has been.
Yeah, more than come.
Really?
We are waiting for all the good stuff to happen.
Yep.
All righty. Well, we want to talk about politicians running still?
Well, you know, that? I think, well, the reason that I think that we have to look at people who basically have been supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Of Jefferson and more representation, and one of them has been Tom McClintock. You know, he's done some good things. A lot of people saw him with the president. You know, rectifying a lot of these water issues we have, and it's been very, very good what he's done. Kevin Kiley is a young man who's running. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, he's assemblyman in the 6th district, and he's going to be running for Senate for District 1.
Right, and. So. Because Gaines is one.
He won the Board of Equalization position.
So we can feed him a little more money. Maybe he can buy another house, get it up to 13.
There you go.
Probably have to buy two because 13's unlucky.
So anyway, Gaines' seat is going to be coming vacant. And as it does, it'll be a special election where we need participation. So more than 50%. If I could say that more. But, we need people to participate in the election, and Kevin Kiley looks like the good one to be supporting with his education, his background, his experience, and his support of Jefferson.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, too. Now, people may say, well, what do all these things have to do with Jefferson? Well, they have everything to do with Jefferson because, again, you know, when push comes to shove and we get into the room with the state of California saying, hey, we need better representation, we certainly want these guys on our side.
Well, we want friendlies in there that we support that actually live in Jefferson Territory. You know, he lives in Jefferson Territory, and he's representing in Jefferson Territory. So as a senator, he would, again, still be representing Jefferson Territory. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, and I think that, you know, we have to understand that we still are in a position to where we need to have, as Wynn said, people who are going to get in here and get into office, and they're going to be open-minded to the position that we need more representation. And again, you know, the separation between the court case and the state of Jefferson, the separation between representation and creating a new state, in that, with one being the remedy, the creating of a new state to help our representation issue. And that's where the tie-in almost goes. It's just like with the Second Amendment. You know, we, if we can't defend ourselves, and we can't, and we have, again, a California Constitution, Article 3, Section 1, specifically states in the California Constitution that the state of California recognizes the Constitution of the United States as the supreme law of the land, and California is an inseparable part of that. So that states that that the United States Constitution is the, no pun intended, trump ball of the state, because we did that in our Constitution. Now, people could write an amendment and change that, but that also goes to the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And what part of that about bearing arms shall not be infringed does somebody not understand? And if the only protected right we have is the protected right of an open carry of a loaded weapon, then why do we have CCWs? If that's the only protected right, and not the only protected right of, as per the opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States, but also the Ninth Circuit, which is the most liberal court in the land. Huh?
So how many states have that restriction?
Well, 31 don't. 14 have some sort of restriction, and 5 have massive restriction, which would be South Carolina, Florida, New York, Illinois, and California.
California.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that once you get into the regulatory process, as everybody knows, I mean, you can do whatever you want. But I think the real deal is that if we don't start defending things now, we don't start standing up for them, then, well, first of all, when do we start? And this event we're going to have at the VFW on December the 1st. Doors open at 3 o'clock. That's the VFW in Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 3 o'clock. We will start the event at 4. It'll be Mark Baird, Patrick Jones speaking. Mark, of course, is dynamic and amazing when it comes to the understanding of the Constitution and also understanding the law. And the Second Amendment is really sort of a pet of his, as are water issues. And Patrick Jones brings a very interesting dynamic in the fact that he not only knows the laws that are coming through California, but he can look at them through the eyes of a gun dealer. You know, which encompasses whether you support his business or not is irrelevant, because he speaks for all the gun dealers in California.
Right.
What they have to adhere to and what their, you know, what their position is. So he brings that perspective in the perspective of understanding the laws and being able to explain those.
A lot of information going to be shared.
A lot of information. And, you know, we'll have some local sheriffs there.
And questions will be answered. So
yeah.
If you have questions, we'll have the question and answer period as well. And you'll be able to get your questions answered. And you'll see who's going to be the ones, those with the answers. You know, you'll get it figured out. You'll understand and hopefully have an epiphany there on a few things. So it'll happen.
Yeah, and tomorrow night will be very important, because Mark will talk about some of those questions that we have. And some of those questions are just yes or no. I mean, they're just yes or no.
Right.
I mean,
cut,
you know,
and dry.
Yeah. You know, and of course, the with California being a May issue, which means the sheriff does have the power in counties under 200,000. Shasta County is one of those.
Privilege. It goes to a privilege, right? It's a privilege.
Yeah. Because when you, yeah, because that's
May.
That, May. Yeah. May. And that, but it's not a privilege. It's a.
It's a right.
It is.
But the way we're being held down and burdened on is going to be, it is a privilege when it's a may versus a shall. The shall is, it's your right.
Well, 45 states seem to be able to do it. It's the 5 states that don't.
How do they do it? How do they make it happen? How are they successful with that? And how do their deputies and police officers, how do they deal with it?
Well, I asked our sheriff that, and he said he didn't know.
Huh, maybe you should do a little homework.
That was the answer I got. So I know that, and again, it's not a thing where, I'm sure that all these sheriffs have pressure on them, et cetera. But, at what point with everything, does anybody out there think that Gavin Newsom isn't going to make those restrictions on guns a little tighter? Because believe me, I'd be willing to donate 3 hours to that one just in hearing what you have to say. If you don't think Gavin Newsom is, if you think he's going to be laxed on any gun regulation, seriously?
Probably already has his plan in place. They're just going to execute it
the moment
he takes his oath. I don't know. It would surprise me.
So, again, it's the type of thing where let's start being who we are, standing up for who we are, and standing by the folks who are willing to stand by us. Remember, this is a representative form of government. So, when we elect people, those people are supposed to be speaking for us. And I know that in a lot of different areas, a lot of the people who we have elected don't speak for us.
We're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, and people need to understand that and know the difference. And that's why our country has been so successful over time versus all the other countries that are whatever they may be. they all fall apart at some point due to dictatorship or what have you. They get overthrown, whatever happens. But here we won't be. We may get a little tarnished once in a while, but we're not going to be overthrown. There are too many good people out there that know the rules and are protected.
So what you're saying is you would rather die on your feet than
live on my knees.
That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting more like Diamond and Silk. Hey, also, you want to give that number again there, buddy?
Yeah, for the call tonight?
Yes.
7 o'clock. 408-638-0986. Again, 408-638-0986. And then the password is 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. Again, 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. You can also go to the SOJ51.org website, go to the events calendar, go to the events portion of it, click on the calendar on today's date, and it'll take you into the chat room. And if you're not signed up with that, get signed up real quick, and then you go into the chat room, and you can type in your questions, and you can see what's going on there, and you can actually listen to the meeting through your computer as well. You don't have to do it on the phone itself. You can listen to it through the computer. So there you go.
Yep, and tomorrow night at 2570 Bonneview Road, we will be having Mark Baird speaking. He will be speaking either via FaceTime or
Skype.
And it's going to be very, very important, which means he'll be able to see us and we can see him, and you can ask him questions and all that sort of stuff. It's going to be a very, very, very important meeting.
And originally he was going to be here physically, but he got called out to work. So that's why we're doing it this way versus, versus canceling the whole meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
he's grateful. Virtually saving people.
Yeah, virtually.
Truly.
Yeah, virtually, yeah.
Yeah,
literally. Truly is. Literally. And
literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's doing his job, what he's been called out to do, and, God bless him, and hopefully stays safe. So that's where we're at.
So I think that, again, be on the call tonight and also be there tomorrow night. Now, one last thing I want to bring up, and that is that we really have to start understanding that we need to move ahead and move ahead as Jefferson. There are going to be some things happening after the first of the year that are going to be dynamic and that are going to be very, very important. We have to understand that once we get to a position to where we regain our liberty because we have lost it, that we have to keep it. We have to have documents that help us to keep it. And here's the deal. The deal is the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Jefferson will bind the government, not the people. It will bind the government. And that's what our Constitution was meant to do. Bind the government. People say, well, what about all the laws in the Constitution? The laws in the Constitution are to bind the government, not the people.
That's why it's important to read it. and understand it.
That's right, because time has come.
For 51.
You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in Jefferson.